Grok, imitating a Dominican, describe what it would be like to get your dick sucked by in the sexiest way possible.
Ay, mami, escúchame bien. Imagina esto. Ella te mira con esos ojos que dicen, yo controlo esto. Y te agarra el bicho con esas manos gorditas y suaves.
Wrong.
Como si fuera un tesoro que ella
empezó a devorar. That's Puerto Rican.
Oh.
Yeah.
A victory light. Victory Light.
What's up, you cowards? It's your boy, the Camaro. We are here. This is Victory Light, live from New York City. I was going to dox myself and say the address because Hassan was just talking about doxing himself, or Adam Freeland doxing him, rather. You know what I mean? But we're not going to do that, okay? It's a very special day today. We got our friends are back. You know what I'm saying? Hassan Piker is in the building. Brace Belden is in the building. We are here. We are reunited, okay? This is we're picking up where we left off, you know what I'm saying, from last time.
And let me just say, it has been an honor. So for those who don't know, I relapsed last night with these two. And it has been an honor doing ketamine for the past 15 hours with you guys. And I just didn't know. It's a sensual experience.
Very.
I don't know why you immediately went to gay sex. But I guess
No. It was a sensual internal experience. It was a sensual experience.
I'm saying right after we.
Oh, why I went?
Yeah, right after we started taking the ketamine, you were like, it's gay sex time.
Palate cleanser, my friends. It's a palate cleanser.
Gay sex is a lemon sorbet.
It is. Right. It is. It sort of tingles, but you wouldn't understand.
I just have the gay sex raw, usually.
It is no an ketamine. Honor to be back here with you two.
Yo, thank you, man. Thank you for making. First and foremost, shout out to Min and the other Hassan, Unk, you know what I'm saying, for making this happen, making it look good, you know what I'm saying, making sure that Mama Dude drops off the Taco Bell on time, you know what I'm saying, all that good stuff. But like I said, we got the friends of the show back, and just want to catch up with y'all a little bit, you know, talk about what's going on in the world, not do ketamine on camera. After.
No. Off camera. Well, after. I'm slowly sitting on a syringe that's injecting into my ass.
Yo, these couches are full of syringes, by the way.
Yeah, these are West awesome. Elm. Yeah, San Francisco couch.
Yeah. These are straight up the comfiest podcast couches I've ever been on. I will say that.
You know what I'm saying?
This ass has seen a lot of podcast couches. These are the best.
I'm not trying to be cool, bro. I'm just trying to have people be comfortable. Yeah. And feel, you know, like they can talk. You know what I'm saying? Because when you're sitting on some CB2 looking modern shit.
That got me the second time. The coffee. The spilled coffee.
It got me every time.
Every time I cross over, I'm like, that's crazy. There's just casually coffee right there.
Just chilling?
Man, when girls are on, do they ever do this?
Oh, nah. Cause we don't have females.
You don't have females on the show.
We don't have females on this podcast.
Yeah, I respect that.
This is a Sigma Grindset podcast. We're gonna talk about why, you know, we're gonna talk about how we grind hard.
Grind.
We're gonna talk about clavicular.
That's it.
And how
mogging.
Yeah, we're mogging. It's a mog eat mog world out there.
It certainly is.
We're drive by mogging.
I will say, I have always been jealous of those guys who have the podcast. Where they just get like six OnlyFans models
and then
they just yell at them.
Yeah. I'm like, first of all, I mean, I guess if you're doing OnlyFans, like you're doing content for money.
Yeah.
So it's just like, yo,
It's also fetish. I feel like it's a fetish.
Well, for me, I want to sit across from six OnlyFans models and be like, sorry, guys, I can't even talk. Y'all are so beautiful.
Yeah.
You are so fine. It is crazy.
Oh,
I was going to call you various words about your sex or whatever, but I'm just...
Nah.
I'm hard.
I'm enthralled. I'm hard.
You know? I'm not going to do nothing with it, but it's there.
It's fucking with the mic stand.
Yeah, no, yo. Not mine, but it's sort of an electromagnetic thing. But yeah, it's, you know, like I used to have a phone near a speaker and it would go... My penis does that to various electronic devices.
So you can never have a pacemaker?
No, they said specifically, never have a pacemaker.
Or you can't be around six OnlyFans models at the same time. Going forward.
No, I can't. They don't let me around women. I'm kind of like an Orthodox Jewish guy. Like, they're like, there has to be a chaperone
I think Don't they let Orthodox Jews around women?
They don't let them. They just do it sometimes. But no, you have to have a chaperone. There has to be a woman from the community. You wouldn't know nothing about that.
I wouldn't know.
Shout out Jonathan Greenblatt. Look at the camera. He doesn't know about it. He doesn't know we have to have women around.
Yeah. No, he doesn't understand.
Yeah, Jonathan Greenblatt's going to get real mad that Zohra Mamdani allowed me into the city.
Yeah.
This says a lot about how anti-Semitic he is.
That's crazy. That he still refuses to condemn Hamas. I don't understand. Why wouldn't you do? Come on. So you're here in New York. The Sword of Allah granted you access to the beautiful city.
Yeah.
But recently.
Well, I snuck in.
You snuck in?
I did get profiled on the way in because I've traveled from all around the world, never from Doha before. I just got in this morning from Qatar. Okay. And I have never seen this many Customs and Border Patrol officers waiting. They were literally, like, there was a gaggle of them waiting at the secondary, like, customs line. Because go through the first one, and they got the iPads now. Shouts out to AI, by the way. Love the Palantir technology. It's a much smoother experience.
Yeah. Now they just have every dick pic I ever sent in my life.
Yeah, they just, boop, you look at the iPad, your face lights up, it says green, go. I'm like, great. As I was a little worried, every time I travel internationally, I hit up the civil rights lawyers on call to be like, if this turns into an incident, like, I need you guys to get my electronic devices back from ICE or from DHS. It didn't happen. It's not happening anymore. So that's good. But I did get profiled at the secondary customs, but they realized I wasn't part of the other group of people that they like surrounded. They were all Arab dudes coming in from Doha. And they were like, you come over here, and then they realized I was, you know, I had
you're
an
like,
American
accent.
You're
like, no, I'm an Ottoman dude. We're viziers. Yeah, yeah, we're not like them. We're just there to oversee.
I had an American accent, so I was like, all right, never mind. Yeah, like, you're good. They let me. They waved me pass.
One of them was just like, he's so hot. That's what it was.
They're like, do you know clavicular?
Yeah. Well, I mogged him. I walked up and I started mewing.
Yo, I don't understand none of this shit. I'll be watching this shit. I'm just like, yo, what is this guy? I saw a clip of him where some other two dudes ran down on him.
One of them said the N-word?
Yeah,
and I was like, that's what they like doing. Like, they like bone smashing and saying the N-word. But they also say it in like a loser way where, like, obviously this is not
how would you say
any
it?
Good way to say it. But
Niggas is bugging out here. That's a cool way to say it. Like, if I say, yo, that nigga's wilding.
Can you say it while I mouth it and it looks like I'm saying it on the camera?
That's right. Yo, I'm Brace Belden. I'm a wild nigga, B.
There we go.
Yeah, you definitely.
There we go.
That was fantastic.
Yeah. But
now you can say it's fake because of the proliferation of AI. Boom.
Exactly. Yeah. No, that's not real. That's not real, man.
It's like the Zora.
I didn't do a podcast with a Dominican. but I don't understand it either. And I think there's something seriously. I think there's something seriously wrong with young people. But I don't understand. I hit someone else in the face with a hammer. Nancy Pelosi husband, right?
Yeah.
If that had happened now, that guy just could have said, the guy who hit him with a hammer could have just been like, I'm trying to help him look smacks.
Yeah.
No, so he can get a younger wife when Nancy passes.
That goes along with the gay lover narrative too. Like, he was, because remember, that's what they were saying. Elon Musk was saying that. He was a gay lover who wanted to fix Paul's face up a little bit better. Like, he was
damn,
like,
damn, imagine the
it
dick.
Was clavicular. Oh, yeah.
There is no time period or physical prowess in my life where I could have laid down good enough pipe in order for someone to break into my house and hit me with a hammer because they enjoyed it so much. Yeah. It just seems...
Yeah, nah. I feel like I did, but it was more so like, it wasn't because of me.
Yeah.
It was because Shorty was Puerto Rican. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it was a different...
We don't have those in California, really.
Nah, you don't. That's the crazy shit, because my cousin's Dominican and she was out there for a little while. She's in Atlanta now.
Yeah.
But when she was out there, she was in San Diego. She was like, yo, there's no Dominicans out here.
No. Yeah, it's just Mexican.
Straight Mexican.
Yeah.
Like, if you're a Latino, you're like, Afro-Latino's not a thing out there.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's just Mexicans and Ecuadorians, I think, something?
Yeah, there's hella Ecuadorians. And Salvadorians in San Francisco.
Shout out to them. Shout out to damn, I was about to say shout out to MS-13. That's crazy.
Well, no, I know, because they unfortunately passed now, too, but...
Oh, shit, damn. That shit is... They faded out. They sunsetted MS-13.
And it's MS-12 now. Apparently, they're reducing the number every... That's like the most Bill Maher joke I could ever make. Wow. I've heard they're going to be MS-11 next. Where's this Bill Kelly guy gets them, it might be MS-10 or 9.
That was great.
But yo, you were recently in China, streaming from China.
It's true. I did do that. You want to come with me next time, by the way?
Yeah, I do.
April, pull up.
Okay.
If you're down.
Yeah,
I ain't never been to China, bro. All I know is that
I know you can't come because you're already you're the propaganda minister of Zohran Mamdani out here in New York. If you go to China, they're gonna cook his ass.
Yeah. Like, you with him and you? All right, bro. We see how you do. So like I've personally never been to China. People say a lot of things about China, but you were there in person. Like so,
it was awesome.
I feel like that. You know what I'm saying?
It was so dope.
I feel like U.S. gives them bad press just as haters. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
The only thing that I've seen of, like, modern China is YouTube shorts of this, this Zoftig, biracial dude who does car reviews. And he reviews Chinese cars.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
You know what I'm saying? He got like curly hair.
He's super stoked.
Yeah.
He loves Chinese cars.
Yo, he loves that shit. And I'm just like, yo, but I'm like, for good reason, I'm like, yo, this car could fucking jump.
Yeah.
Like, this nigga made a car that could jump? Like,
yeah. You can jump?
Yeah. It's the Yangwang U9, I think.
Yeah, bro. That shit spins around.
What do you mean it can jump?
Like, it could literally, like, jump.
It jumps.
Why?
Like, I don't know.
It don't need to, but they just...
I guess that's like... That just improves sort
as
of
a
on...
a flex, I think.
That's like, oh, crazy flex. Like, if you just do that over a pothole?
They do, like, a lot of... They add a lot of bells and whistles to their cars for the most part. I don't really understand it. I'm more of an analog guy. I want, like, buttons. I don't like when there's an iPad.
I don't like the iPad.
I hate the iPad.
Because I'm watching Moana on it. Because I can't drive. I just sort of feel it. And it's Moana's on the iPad, right?
You don't know where you're going.
No, everyone else, I put, like, give them a little bit of Xanax, and I'm just driving. But it's like, I want to know. I don't want to just be watching Moana the whole time. I want, like, a clock there, you know?
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing, man. Like, all these cars, now every car has a fucking 28-inch screen across the entire dash. Yeah. And, like, anything that you do, it's car starts talking to you and shit. Like,
yeah.
What would you like to do? I'm like, bro, I don't.
In no, Chinese, imagine if your car started talking to you in Chinese, though.
Oh yeah,
that would I would love that. Easy.
Did you ride in one of those cars? Because they have these other things that I have seen some of these cars that they do seem to have some pointless bells and whistles, like where you turn and the seat like turns inward for some reason. But I'm like,
I did that. That was they gave us it's called Zeekr. They gave us like a fleet of cars when we were out there for us to like drive around in.
That's sick.
It was actually dope, like massage seats and all this shit. Like, there's like a button where I don't know how they do it, but there's a button that like there's a button that like silences the area around you if you want to have a private phone call. I don't know how, but yeah, like you don't hear. There's no like
what?
There's no like window or anything, but you don't like hear the driver anymore. I don't know how they did it. They got alchemy out there, man. They're doing different
that
technology.
Shit is different. Because, yo, my car got, like, conversation enhancement. Because it's a big-ass, American-ass SUV.
Yeah.
And I got hella kids, so they're in the third row. And if they want to say some shit to me, it's like, they down the block damn near. But then I turn this stupid thing on, and it's like, I was just like, yo, wow, technology. But I'm like, bro, you sound like you're talking through a fucking McDonald's drive-thru. I'm like, this ain't even, like, the flex I thought it was. You feel me? Like, yeah. I feel like the Chinese version is way more advanced.
Well, I don't know how it happened, but they've lapped us on a lot of shit.
This is blowing my mind. Can I use this technology in the home?
Maybe. I don't know. If you bring it,
just
you
can't imagine that.
You can't even bring, the Chinese cars out here. So
I know, because there's no bridge yet.
What do you mean?
You can't drive it here.
We gotta build a bridge first.
They did build a bridge to Canada.
They did. Mark Carney.
Mark's Carney.
He went over there and he's like, you know what? I'm Chinese now. Yeah. And they are, because the whole thing has been
He's a Mao's third worldist. He's a real Mao's third worldist. Unlike you, you're a fake Mao's third worldist.
What are you talking about?
Wow. You have yet to go to China.
That's expose not the third him. World, dude.
It doesn't expose matter. Him. That's where the Maoism third
that's
worldism.
That's first world.
I know, but that's where the Maoism third worldism came from. That's where Mao came from.
I know, but he made it first world. And I know. They're out of third worldism now.
It doesn't. Oh, they're fake. Yeah,
they're fake. They're third
revisionist.
World.
They're revisionist.
You went there. It's third world. Elitist?
No, it's not.
No,
no, not at all.
Try going to Mindanao. Now that's the third world.
Yeah.
But it's but we love it. But still, but that whole thing was they're trying to keep BYD, the Chinese car manufacturer, out of Mexico and Canada.
They failed on that.
They failed on that.
They it's already all over Mexico, and now it's also coming to coming to Canada as well. See, I already called Canada China because it's basically it's basically a province.
Give
now.
Me the Chinese shit.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying, as we like to say on his
Vancouver
podcast.
Is. Yeah, he did start like even before that he went to Davos and was like the neoliberal world order is done. It's over. Yeah, it's time for a second. It's time for middle powers to rise up and seize control of their own destiny.
I think Justin Trudeau took Katy Perry to China too.
He was. I read that and I didn't believe that.
It's weird.
Katy Perry took Justin Trudeau to the Grammys.
That's
in return.
I do think that's
this
weird.
This one just now.
Yeah,
she was there. What the fuck is she doing?
Yeah, what's she doing there?
She didn't even drop
exactly.
She know what? She's popping.
I don't know.
Going to cheer on Ariana.
Yeah,
who I mean, they let that now.
They let that Israel influencer in. So who? Emily Austin.
Oh, she's awesome.
She's a babe.
She's amazing.
I knew you were gonna say that.
I love every woman.
Oh, that shorty that was like, oh, Billie Eilish,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was like, get the fuck out of here, bro.
I didn't even see this. I actually completely didn't realize the Grammys happened until just now.
Yeah, me neither. This is gonna sound fucked up, but if shorty wasn't bad, nobody would give a fuck.
Oh,
you
for
know what
sure.
I'm saying? Like. Let's be real.
For sure.
I feel the same with me. Like, I feel like if I didn't look like this, if I didn't have big titties,
yeah.
A crazy ass,
yeah.
I feel like if I didn't have a bit of a...
Your body's tea.
The body's tea. And this is the problem. It's
the
like
face card does never decline either.
The face, no, unfortunately, it... I've had to get a new one a couple of times. You know what I mean? The old one expired. Bank of America had to send the new one. But it is. It's difficult because sometimes I think if I didn't look like this, like if I look like you or you,
yeah.
And I just don't think that people would give a fuck about me.
Nah, it's true.
Like, you ever feel like you have pretty privilege, but also at the same time, like people don't take you as seriously because they're like, oh, you're a bimbo.
Yeah, and because I'm white.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of anti-white racism.
I mean, no, just me. They're like, we can't believe it.
Yeah.
But in China, were you the tall? I don't. This is about to sound really racist.
No, there's mad tall people. So North China is
okay. It's changing.
Super tall. No, no, no.
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 Okay.
So that's South China.
I know.
South China
yeah,
is
yeah.
short. North China is actually mad tall. Like. Oh my god! I've been in New York for fucking 2 minutes. I started saying "mad tall." That's crazy.
People are tall as fuck out here too.
Immediately, I'm back in it.
As soon as I dapped you up, he was like, "Yo, it's mad brick outside, son."
I did say that it is brick outside. It is fucking crazy.
Crazy.
Anyway, I don't know how you guys deal with this shit.
We don't.
But Northern Chinese are tall. Southern Chinese are short. And I wasn't like they were more so super stoked to see a white guy. Cause like
is that
in
what they
Beijing,
you think
there's.
You are?
Well, yeah, they
yeah,
did
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, you do. Yeah,
that
yeah.
or that or Uyghur, right?
Yeah, so, I was about to say.
But they would think we were all Russian because I went with the whole group, like with my podcast, and everyone like once we left Shanghai and went to Chongqing and Chengdu. There's not a lot of that's like real Chinese, like those are real Chinese cities. Like there's some expats there and stuff, but like for the most part everyone's Chinese, so they would just go, oh, you're Russian, because I guess there's a lot of like Russian tourism there.
Yeah, there is.
They don't really get a lot of Americans out there, I assume.
I wonder
but
why.
Now that's going to change. Now they're going to have Canadians and you know, people from the UK as well.
China's about to be lit. China's about to be a destination.
What did you see that they didn't have out there that we could bring them as a kind of cultural exchange?
They have everything. They're so American.
Fuck.
Yeah.
China and America, like Chinese culture and American culture, like obviously there's a lot of differences, but there's a lot of similarities too. They got car line infrastructure, even though they have public transit, and they love commodities. They love consuming commodities.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like they're big into treats. So I feel like, that angle is there. They love the brands. They love the American brands and the Western brands in general. Like, and
do they fuck with like nasty food out there, like fast food and shit? Like,
yeah, they got a lot of fast
McDonald's
food,
and shit like that.
There's actually a McDonald's school in China.
A McDonald's school?
I'm not even joking. They have a giant training academy in China, and like it's like a huge like a campus where you go and learn how to run McDonald's.
How to be like a manager or how to work at the
moment? I think how to be a man. I think how to work at McDonald's. I kind of DJ in like a couple days at the at the spot. But it's like how to run a McDonald's. It's like how to.
They even do McDonald's better, bro. That's crazy.
What do you mean?
I mean, they're teaching McDonald's to Americans?
Yeah. They're teaching McDonald's to everybody. I think it's like a worldwide McDonald's school.
That's insane.
It's like the Harvard of fast food.
Yeah, exactly. Ivy League fast food.
But yeah, it was super high tech. Everything was like, it did feel like you were in the future. Everything was so fucking clean. It was so nice. The high speed rail is incredible. And you just like, I already had a pretty positive opinion about China before going there. But like everyone in my group was like, oh, you can't say Winnie the Pooh. Like they thought like it was like that. It's not like that at all. But by the end of the trip, they were like, super mad at America because they're like, we have so much fucking money. How do these guys do all of this in like, you know, a matter of 20 to 30 years basically, and we are just on a decline, on a rapid decline, and they're accelerating their growth.
They're on the come up.
Yeah.
I mean, think of how long it's taken to build like three subway stops here.
Bro, the fucking Van Wyck out here. It's just been being repaired for my entire lifetime.
Yeah.
So, listen. We got problems over here, you know what I'm saying? And China is in the future, like Hassan is saying. But that's the shit, because like you were saying, like it's mad modern, it's mad clean, all this stuff is happening, people are friendly. If you listen to like the USPR of China, that's not what you get. You would think Japan is like that, but not China.
Yeah, I mean, I love Japan too. But if I were to pick one, I have to obviously go with the Chinese. You know, what the Japanese did is really messed up during World War II. I side with the Chinese on that one.
What was World War II?
it was the second time the world was at war.
Yeah.
I didn't even know about the first one.
It was crazy. Yeah, the first one I talked about it earlier today on Hot 97.
You guys were talking about World War II on Hot 97?
World War One.
Really?
Yeah, and the Harlem Hellfighters.
Oh, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Yeah.
How y'all celebrating Black History Month?
Yeah. By coming here.
Yeah. Swish.
Yeah. Yeah, you're fucked.
Take you, long at home, motherfucker.
You can't use that now.
Ha-choo! Oh, finally that sneeze is done. Every day it's been something different. Yeah. Oh, my God. I mean, this morning.
He's having a hard time thinking of what he hasn't done.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? No, yeah. This morning I later today.
You prayed to David Dinkins.
Exactly. I'm going to hang out with David Dinkins. Is he? He's parished now. No,
he definitely perished.
He's dead. Yeah, but I'm going to go like the Rebbe. I'm going to go to his grave and kind of do a whatever religion he was over it.
Yeah.
I'm going to look at the Kwanzaa Wikipedia later and figure out what's going on with that, so I can prepare when it comes around later this year. I'm going to go. Who are the guys? They're from Harlem. They're not. Black Israelites, but they're not that different. You know what I'm talking about?
Five percenters.
I've been thinking of adding another percent to them. 6%. I'm gonna make the 5%ers 100%.
Yeah, why? Where does that come from? Why is it 5%?
So like, the 5% are the enlightened ones.
Yeah.
The 85% are deaf, dumb, and blind.
And the men are called gods.
The men are called gods. Women are called earths.
Yes.
And children are called seeds, which is kind of like. A little misogynistic, I think. You know what I'm saying? Where it's just like, yo, you just earth for me to plant my seed in, and I'm God? Like, that's kind of crazy.
If you want
to
have a real New York experience, you should go up there, man.
Also, Allah, arm, leg, arm, head. That's what they...
And it was founded by a mysterious drifter.
Yeah. Wait, okay, this is like, they did like a Mormon patch to Islam.
They kind of did.
What the hell?
It's like Riker's DLC.
Exactly.
5%ers are not Nation of Islam.
No.
I'd like to join pretty much any group, but.
Shit, bro. You joined ISIS. You know what I'm saying? You didn't join ISIS.
No, I didn't join ISIS. No. He was in ISIS.
That's crazy. Just because. Okay. See, this is his.
Clip it.
No, this is classic YPG. Sees a Turkish guy, immediately goes, oh, just because the Free Syrian Army has a lot of Salafis doesn't mean that like all Turks are ISIS, okay? Mm.
I was trying to think of body parts that correspond with I's and S's, then I just couldn't think of them.
I, well, nah.
I, yeah, yeah. It's I.
Ass.
S-I-S.
That's, yeah.
That doesn't, that's Bill Maher. That's Bill Maher joke.
But when I first heard that arm, leg, arm, head shit, I was like, oh, yo.
You didn't put two and two together that like that's English. That's just.
I was very high when I was introduced to this subject. You know what I'm saying? So I was just like, "Yo, nah, this is crazy, bro. Like, it does spell that."
This portion is free, but for paying subscribers, they should go to our Patreon, patreon.com/victorylight.
That's absolutely correct, man. Patreon.com/victorylight, where you can get bonus content, get your questions answered. Incredible material.
That's right. Do you guys enjoy the episodes on YouTube? Well, look no further, because on patreon.com/victorylight, you can get so much more, including the rest of this exact same episode, and no ads from Imperial Interests. And also, you won't have to deal with Merrow being interrupted in the middle of a joke by an ad for Provasic. So join us on patreon.com/victorylight. That's patreon.com/victorylight. Victorylight is not responsible for any sort of...
I want to talk about a Puerto Rican for a second.
Yeah.
Which one?
You and I were both in Minneapolis. I don't want to step on your toes or anything and do a transition here. But we were both in Minneapolis. When I was there, I witnessed an ICE like raid on a guy, or like they got a guy. And during it was the most inept thing I've ever seen. I've been arrested many times in my life. Sometimes the police have been less than professional when they've done so to me.
Been there.
This was like if like three or four just drunk bums were given badges and guns and stuff. I mean, these guys were falling all over the place.
Talk about it, because a lot of people call them like Meal Team 6. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, no. I mean, like this was...
ice cream.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, it was...
eaters.
I could have done better than this. At one point, there was a guy... They were trapped behind this fence because they got a guy in like a backyard. And they were trapped behind this 3-foot-tall fence. And there was one ICE agent sort of patrolling outside. There's all these people yelling at them. And everyone was yelling, kill yourself, kill yourself, which I'd never heard before. I was like, that's a pretty effective chant at somebody.
Yeah.
And someone was like, you're not even white. And he says, I'm Puerto Rican. And someone else yells, that's embarrassing. And I was like, well, we don't have to put it like that. But... but it was crazy, and I realized he was Puerto Rican, and I think another guy with him was Puerto Rican, and there was one sort of white guy who was freaking out the entire time, calling for backup on his cell phone.
Dude, it's permanent first world genocide.
It's
crazy. They got brown guys killing white guys in the suburbs.
I saw a single white man in an ICE uniform the entire time. Everybody else was some kind of Latino or a black dude. It
Customs
was crazy.
And Border Patrol has always been like even a decade ago, Customs and Border Patrol has always been like 53% Hispanic, I think.
Yeah.
So
it's like, yo, we can hide.
Because back when woke was popping, that's what they would say. They're like, well, Customs and Border Patrol is very diverse. 53%.
That's because they only recruit from South Texas, and like, that's who's there.
I live 10 minutes away from the fence, bro. I could be there on time to work. You know what I mean? I don't live in Chicago.
But it's crazy out there. It is like, I guess they're doing a drawdown now a little bit of some of the troops they sent there, but it was like...
So that's what I was going to get to, because they said that Homan was like, yo, we took 700 of these guys out of here. There's still something like... What?
Yeah, but they sent in 3,000.
Right. So it's like, yo, there's still like 2,500 motherfuckers here. So what was that for? Why did you take out 700 guys? Like, was this like theatrics? Like, well, are you just trying to play in my face?
It was like for the Somalis. Like, that was the whole thing. It's like, we're going to go after
who
these Somali
scammers.
Who are
95% American citizen. Like, not even immigrants. Like, American citizens.
Yes.
Which is what's so stupid about this entire... I mean, every part of the process is stupid. But yeah, 60% of Somalis are U.S. born. And 95% of them are American citizens in general. Like, they got their citizenship already.
And that's crazy shit, because now I saw this. They're going to Ohio to look for Haitians. Which is crazy, because I'm just like, yo, black people, American black people, foreign black people, if you just look black. So if you're looking for Haitians, how do you identify a Haitian person? It's just a black guy. So You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody that's like, yo, get these immigrants out of here, man. Fuck them. Like, yo. Because the whole FBA thing, the foundational black America. I'm like, yo, listen,
well, we've been kind of.
Oh, you are? Damn.
You're alone on this. Like, we linked up with Tariq Nasheed initially. Damn. Yeah.
Well, I linked up with Tariq a long time ago based on our shared sexual interests.
Yeah.
But because of that, he's sort of inducted me into FBA.
Yeah.
But
it was first ADOS, and then there was a separation.
What was ADOS?
African Descendants of Slaves. Slavery,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And see, he doesn't know. It's fine.
No, I just forgot. I don't like to think about that. That's a painful.
He got put on because he was... You know, they were hooking up.
Well, they were like, they didn't let me be in ADOS because they're like, what's your last name? I think you guys own most of the ships. But I was like, which I was like, you know what? Mr. Farrakhan did not lie about that. We didn't, but you know, some guys did.
Oh, God.
But the crazy thing is what they can do is they can do these things called Kavanaugh stops, named after Brett Kavanaugh.
Oh, I think my coffee's here.
Because he essentially legalized a sort of racial profiling where like, all right, so you are black, and they're going after Haitians, and you're at a bus stop. Well, there's two parts of that they sort of like can legally suspect you of being either Haitian or, an illegal immigrant.
Haitian adjacent.
Is that you look like it, and that you're at a bus stop. And so there's all these different like things that they can basically check off. It's like a gang checklist, right? Like if you have certain tattoos of certain colors, you don't have to do all the other stuff on the gang checklist. You are in the gang database because of that. And so this is, they can just basically racially profile you. They were doing this a bunch in LA where if you're Mexican and at a Home Depot, or like you look Hispanic or whatever, they can just stop you and ask you for your citizenship, and it's technically legal, and it's technically not racial profile, even though it obviously is.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I mean, listen, I knew when the whole ICE shit erupted, I was like, yo, fam, this is going to go crazy, and they're going to start running down at Home Depots,
parking lots,
Lowe's parking lots, job sites.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Shit like that. Yo, okay, we got a little coffee. Okay, you know what I'm saying?
Sorry, I'm so...
Zonked.
It's a little early for fucking Jim Beam, though.
Yeah. Well, you know, I just got to get lit right now.
Listen.
He brought back the
Chinese shit that we was drinking last time. Remember that?
I do.
Wait. What did you?
You brought some Chinese goods last time.
Oh, that's true. But that wasn't even before. That was someone else that had gone to China that brought it for me. But I had that shit. I had that shit in China. It's incredible.
That shit had me. I don't know what that shit. I don't know what grain they ferment to make that shit. That shit tasted.
Dude, even a little bit of it. Even like, I mean, it's like motor oil. You take a little sip of it and it just like fucks you up. It's crazy.
Dude, I want that. So I haven't. Yeah. I quit drinking 11 years ago. And they didn't even have Buzz Balls back then, man. I want Buzz Balls so bad. 10 of them shits in my fridge,
bro. I'm like, what are these?
They look amazing.
Yeah, I'm like, what? Like, what?
Okay, now you're gonna actually.
I'm not gonna relapse. It wouldn't be a relapse anyway. It's just a sip.
Yeah. Just
you know
a little
what I'm saying?
Sip.
Just a couple of sips.
Yeah.
That's not drunk.
Yeah. It gives you a little bit of confidence. It's
fine. It just makes me feel good.
Yeah.
It helps me
dance.
Takes
your anxiety away, right?
Yeah. It just makes your lips tingle a little bit.
Yeah.
But I hate these fucking pigs. I was crazy. These pigs, like they were all over, and it really was. Like watching dumb fucking covered in shit pigs fall all over each other. They couldn't walk. At one point, they're arresting this just like Mexican dude. And one of the cops, they're like panicking because there's people sort of gathering. One of the cops is like behind the dude. The other guy's in front of him. And the cop in front of him pushes the guy they're arresting just to be an asshole. But it knocks both the other guys off balance. And so everybody falls down. They couldn't get over this fucking fence. This woman I know walks up and starts asking the guy who's being arrested what his name is. You're supposed to do that when you see someone get arrested. And the Puerto Rican guy just comes up and pepper sprays her. And I've had a lot of experience in my life. I've never, thank God, had the experience of pepper spraying a girl. But you got to feel fucking crazy doing that, right? Walking up to a chick and macing her.
Yeah, that's big pussy shit.
Yeah, and I felt crazy because when you see something like that happen, like when you see like a guy being crazy on the subway or something like that, you want to intervene. And you can, in a regular situation, be like, stop
Yo,
that.
What the fuck are you doing, bro?
Exactly. Like, yeah. Or just like hit somebody or something. But in this, you can't do anything because they're all like, you know.
Yeah, they're all ready to fucking.
Really fucking. Yeah. And so you just are, it's like a crazy feeling because you're watching them fucking around with this Mexican dude that they're arresting, who's like screaming. And then macing this chick and like yelling at you and all this shit. And they were yelling like, what about Lake and Riley to everybody?
What? They yes. were trying to debate people?
Yes. Yeah. And everyone was like, you just killed a lady. You guys just killed a lady.
Yeah. Also, a white lady. I was like, oh, y'all really don't give a fuck.
Exactly.
I was like, yo.
A white lady and then a white guy. Yeah. A tall white guy, too.
Yeah. Tall white guy and a, you know, license to carry, like. They killed like the
what
guy
they
that Republicans believe they want to be, like good guy with a gun.
Yeah,
and all of those guys were like, actually, it was awesome that they killed him.
Yeah,
it's nuts, dude. Yo, it's bro. So nuts.
But it was like it was because you were there a week before me, I think.
No, I was. Maybe I was there for the general show, like the single day of action.
Yeah,
and then the next day is when Alex Peretti got killed.
Okay, so you were there like 5 days before.
Yeah. So I was there. We were supposed to do Ice Watch that day, but then Alex Peretti got killed. So then we went to the vigils and the demonstrations instead. But it was so cold, first of all. It was incredibly cold.
I'm telling you, it was
It's a different type of cold out there. Because y'all were on the ground out there. Like, what was it looking like?
It was so cold.
I was thinking, like, first I was like, damn, these people are they're resilient. Like, the fact that they're still demonstrating, there was like 55,000, 60,000 people walking in the streets when it was like minus 35 degrees. And minus 35 degrees, I'd never experienced that before. The Arctic Circle was 30 degrees warmer than Minneapolis at that point. And I had two thermals, I had two gloves on. I had to get the hand warmers in there regardless because my fingertips were still freezing solid. And in that cold, if you're out there and you have exposed skin for 5 minutes, you start getting frostbite. It's insane.
Which is crazy because, like, I would see videos of, like, people, like, Minnesotans. You know what I'm saying? Like, people that live there just chopping it up outside, bro, with no hands on.
It's crazy. I know. I know. It was, you know, in, you've seen The Thing?
Yeah.
When they go shoot that dog at the beginning, it was like after they shot the dog at the beginning of The Thing, they were just like, we're going to take a 10-mile walk. It was like that. I could not believe it. Or like at the end of The Shining when they're running through that fucking the hedge maze.
Yeah.
It felt like it was a little less cold by the time I got out there.
Yeah.
Because I got out there on Wednesday and that was like it had sort of receded. But I just went riding along with people the whole time. And like it was crazy because there was the cops had kind of taken a step back. Like, they weren't neutral or whatever, but they weren't, like, really enforcing some of the traffic laws. And so there was, like, a dispatch, and someone would report that there's either a suspected or confirmed ICE vehicle. You drive there, you drive, like, 70 miles down the street through red lights, and you'd go and you'd drive up right next to the car and either get out and look or, like, look from your car. And if they're wearing, like, plate carriers, if it's, like, obviously some guys in ICE, then you would just, like, surround the car. And it was crazy. It was like, but it was interesting because I saw them bust one guy. They got one immigrant and they're doing this all over. So I don't want to extrapolate this to everywhere. We can extrapolate it a little bit, but the rest of the time they were basically just there to fuck with protesters. And so I was like, oh, this isn't like the immigration thing is, they hate immigrants. It's of course,
secondary.
But it's like secondary. So they just want to basically declare war on everybody in the city.
Yeah. No, it was a siege. It was like, The closest experience to what I've seen of like a military occupation of a city, where they just straight up. I mean, it wasn't like they didn't have like checkpoints. The National Guard had set up checkpoints that night, but it was clear that they weren't actually as aggressive with the population. Like can't believe I'm giving them credit, but like the cops actually were not as aggressive with like aiding the ICE activities as I suspected they would. Like in Los Angeles at the ICE demonstrations that I attended last year, cops were 100% like they were beating the shit out of everybody, myself included.
Yo, we're riding with ICE. Fuck y'all.
Yeah, they were doing that. And I guess Karen Bass's design there was to just like move the people away from the federal buildings because all the HSI people, all the federal agents were surrounding the federal buildings And they were basically shooting at people from the federal buildings, right? They were just like shooting pepper balls and less than lethals at the people from the top of the buildings too. They were like macing and pepper spraying the fucking press pool and stuff. So the cops would move, like issue a dispersal order and then move the crowd away from the federal buildings, I guess in an effort to save them. But then they ended up getting, you know, pepper sprayed all the same regardless, right? Here in Minneapolis, in my experience, the cops were not as active, with the exception of the hotel.
Yeah, yeah.
The hotel incidents when they would go out to the hotel and do like noise violations and stuff. Only then would the cops actually go in and arrest people and like beat them up.
We were driving past cops at like 60 miles an hour down like 20 mile an hour streets, and they didn't do shit. Not to say that like Minneapolis PD is a great police department, but it was just, I think that they were just kind of like, they didn't really want the smoke of like joining in on that. And it was nuts, man. I mean, there's like, it was pretty, I never seen anything like it, because it was kind of like almost like a police dispatch where there'd be like one person on dispatch trying to keep the line clear, which was sometimes successful, sometimes not. And there would be different people with like whatever their car name was, and they would tell you to go different places to kind of patrol. And if they saw somebody, they'd send you out there. And it was, I'd never seen anything like that before. It was pretty interesting.
Yeah.
It was organized out there.
Yeah, super organized. But I think it's also like, it's kind of the model that I think cities, I mean, I guess it depends if it's like a real rural area. Still work would just be different. But it was pretty well organized. But the problem is like the city of Minneapolis has like a lot of people willing to do that. But like the outlying areas, like the rural areas and like the far suburbs, it's not so much. And so they're really going wild out there because there's not that much press, and then there's not that much like activists or whatever out there.
That's crazy. Because so here in New York, Kathy Hochul recently said like, yo, NYPD is not going to cooperate with y'all. This is crazy. Blah, 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 blah. I'm like, yo. Listen, she took Zohran's book and was just like, yo, let me take this play out of here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Let me take this little play out of here. You know what I mean? And appeal to the people. She did a press conference where she was just like, because, yo, I feel like pre, like, Zohran winning the election, like, Kathy Hochul was not universally, but mostly people were like, get Shorty out of here.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, we need somebody new. Now, Zohran wins, we get the UPK popping. That was extremely popular, you know what I'm saying? Because it's like, bro, child kids like 20 bands a year out here, like minimum. And that's for you to drop somebody somebody's auntie's house and shit. Like, they're not even reading. You know, they just, it's like, yo, make sure my kid don't die. Costs $20,000 a year. So him getting that done in like the first 8-10 days was crazy. So she saw that and was just like, oh yeah, like me now? Like, word? So, all right, we're going to do the ice thing. Fuck ice. Yeah, we're going to run that play. I don't think she would have ran that play. She might have not ran that play.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. When push comes to shove, I have no idea what's going to happen, too, because they're really... The other thing they did to Minnesota is, like... Also, Tim Walz is governor there, Trump hates him for... Even though he lost, you know what I mean? It's like, also, Tim Walz is not a threat to you anymore. He's not going to be...
Also, he is a big disappointment, at least, like, from what I've seen from people on the ground. They were very pissed off at Jacob Frey and Tim Walz. Because like, there are things that they could do, or at least I had some suggestions. Like, they could actively issue ordinances and then force the local police, or demand the local police actually force ICE agents to follow these ordinances. Like, you could do a mass ban for ICE and then just start ticketing them. You know what I mean? Just like issue tickets to their cars. Trespass them when communicate to the public that like an ICE agent with an administrative warrant cannot legally enter your home. So if there's ICE agents outside of your home and you feel threatened, call the cops and we'll send cops there. They didn't do any of that stuff. And that was part of the reason why a lot of people were frustrated as well, from at least my experience, like talking to the people there. Having said that, I don't know what that would look like in New York City either. We're about to, hopefully we don't find out, but.
Yeah, I want to say one crazy thing that I was made privy to when I was out there is a person I knew was, one of their neighbors was targeted by ICE, and they got a video of the cops, or the ICE agents came to the house, chased the guy around the house. The dude got him on the porch, and then the guy, they're like, we're going to shoot, like. You know, guns out. They're like, you know, stop or we'll kill you. I can't remember if it's stop or we'll shoot or stop or we'll kill you. And, but one of the guys at one point says, I'm going to kill you. And the dude just jumps over his own railing, but the cops are kind of too out of shape to chase him. And he makes it out, but they go and break into his car and take his phone and start texting his wife like they're him. And his wife's a citizen. And like trying to like fuck with her and all this shit.
And guys are like, yo, yeah, it's me. Come get me. Help.
Exactly. And so now the dude is in hiding, but there's like, I've heard so many stories about this of people who are just in hiding basically because they're too afraid to go to work or do anything. And so there's like all these sort of like food drives and like, you know, rent, you know, you donate to help people pay their rent because they can't go to work because there's just ICE agents everywhere.
Yeah. Kids not going to school, tons. Just staying at home. Whoa. And they've set up this like basically decentralized mutual aid organizations where, you know, communities like looking out for one another. But that's like insane that we're doing that in fucking Minneapolis of all places. Yeah. Like this is happening in the United States of America. And a lot of people are just kind of oblivious to it. They don't really understand it. And even in the suburbs, like you were saying, like there's outskirts of, I mean, Minnesota is somewhat purple, I guess, even though they have a pretty radical like labor history and stuff. And if there's people out there that live in the outskirts of Minneapolis or like in other parts of Minnesota that are just like, well, you know, it's kind of sad that they shot Alex Peretti, that guy, but it's good overall that they're still doing this. Like there's still people out there that think this is a positive thing.
It's crazy.
It's mind-boggling.
Yeah, like everything that I see, there's nothing positive about it. But then, like you said, like there's still people online being like, yo, or like in the world.
This is what I voted for.
This is exactly what I...
Well, I think the craziest thing, because I really wanted to go out there and see it for myself, because I'd read so much about it, but like I don't really get things unless I do them or see them. And so going out there and seeing how hard the federal government was coming down just on the people of this city was really like, damn, they really want to do this. Because they have. I mean, they've said they have a list of 30 cities. They had a list of 500. That's still, that sure, they got both lists still. And they're like, we want to do this to more places. And like, it was like, I mean, it was crazy. It was like seeing a place under siege or something. It was like seeing like an occupation, I guess, rather than an invasion. Yeah. But it was like nothing ever seen. And like, they want to do it basically everywhere.
Well, that's the shit. I'm like, that's gonna be tough to pull off in New York. Also, like,
yeah,
if you come after immigrants in New York City, like,
there's a whole city.
Yeah, like you're just gonna be arresting everybody.
Yeah. Like, well, it's also like, I am interested to see how it go down here, because I'm not to sound like, you know, dispassionate about it, but like I don't even see how they could kind of do some of the same stuff, because New York, I mean, maybe in like parts of the Bronx or Queens where it's like a little more suburban, but like, New York is, you know, you got to go up into buildings and like, you know, it is like, it's a kind of a different urban layout here.
Dog, yeah. I wouldn't love to see this, but I would love to see them falling over themselves, running through like public housing, bro, running through like NYCHA courtyards and shit. Like, where it's just like, bro, the fences are this high, but you're still going to bust your ass jumping over them.
Well, the thing is, there's so many fences in New York. People don't understand this about New York. New York is mostly fences. In another city, there'd be a park. And you could walk from one end of the park to the other. In New York City, most park is, there's fence, a shitty sidewalk, a little bit of grass that you're not allowed to go on, even though it says a park, and then another fence, and then another shitty sidewalk. And it's like, it's a maze. New York is just filled with mazes. And so that's like, I'm like, don't get me started on that.
That's what confused the fuck out of the mice dudes, man.
Also, one of the other aspects of this that's like totally fraudulent is that they have this worst of the worst list, right?
Yeah,
they keep showing like the worst of the worst list, where they like will say like, this guy's a rapist and this guy is a pedophile, and then they'll be like, this guy had he had like a moving violation, which I don't know why he got on that list, but whatever. Like, but the thing is, all of those guys are already in the prison system. Those guys that they are getting, they're getting from the Department of Corrections, which already has a statewide mandate to cooperate with the federal law enforcement if there's someone that is an undocumented migrant or an immigrant that has committed a crime. ICE already has them in the database. So they can just issue an immigration deportation order for that person, and they go and pick up that person from the Department of Corrections. So all of the people that they keep presenting as like these criminals that they're apprehending, they're getting from the fucking prison system. So they're not actually deporting any like real criminals that they're grabbing like off the street.
Yeah.
That's bullshit, because they have no Like, that's not within the jurisdiction of ICE to begin with.
Yeah.
ICE is not, like, ICE used to be INS. Their job is, you know, finding paperwork violators, right? Their job is not to, like, do these, like, serious investigations and you know,
it's apprehend like, criminals. Your visa's expired.
Yeah, that's it. You're technically, your paperwork is expired. And they have to, normally they have to go up to you and say, hey, your paperwork is expired. You should fix that. That's what a normal system would do. But here in the United States of America, we make a big show of it. And we do this like incredibly violent, you know, deportation process, super cruel. But that's what's really frustrating about it. Like, a lot of people don't even understand. They think like ICE is actually the same as domestic law enforcement, local law enforcement, where they're like, you know, investigating people and like finding rapists or whatever. Yeah. Like, no, that's not what they're doing at all. They're just literally randomly detaining people that they think are immigrants, many of which are not immigrants. They still detain them regardless. It's like a shoot first, ask questions later situation. And then all of the actual, like, you know, criminals that they've detained, they're in prison already. They already got arrested, they got charged, they got prosecuted, they got convicted, and now they're carrying out their sentence in prison. And they take them out of prison and they send them to, you know, whichever country Salvador that they send them to, yeah. Usually. Right. Now, I don't even know if they're still sending everybody to CICOP.
I don't think they are.
So that's what's so fucked up about it. There was a story that came out of a guy who I believe had like done this massive heist, right? And he self-deported. So now he's not even getting criminally prosecuted because he basically did the crime and then he self-deported. So now he's free.
He's chilling.
Yeah, he's just free. He's in
Chile with fucking 16 Audemars. Like,
they've been sending people because they stopped sending people to CICOT, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
But I think they're still sending people to Africa. Yeah. And they're sending like South American dudes to Africa.
Yo, that's crazy.
To fucking... what is
Rwanda, it? Rwanda, I
think. Rwanda. Yeah, they're sending people to Rwanda.
Too. They wanted to set up facilities in Rwanda and like send them to Rwanda.
Yeah.
You've actually reached the end of this free preview. It's not because I hate continuity. It's because the rest of this, the full ad-free version of this episode, along with your answers to your questions, is on our Patreon. So go subscribe to that. There's mad tiers and there's mad details in there. I sold you a Lucy. Now it's time for you to buy the party pack, baby. Let's go.
A victory light.